This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Now on Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. WPHT HD WOGL HD3 Philadelphia. It's Dom time. Now Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Thanks to the two representatives we have on. Jeff Andrew at 2:30 today. He says almost definitively it's Iran. You heard the bite that we played. And I want to couple it with something. This from Town Hall, Katie Pavlich. It was in The Blaze 2 yesterday. New report exposes extensive government spying on bank accounts of Americans. The FBI abused the Bank Secrecy Act in order to work with banks to target opponents of the Biden administration. If the word MAGA would come up, or Trump would come up, or even Bible, then the Patriot, even Bibles. Investigators found the FBI was flagging purchases that included those things and eyeballing them. They also monitor transactions at stores like Cabela's and Bass Pro Shop. Other purchases linked to religious texts like Christian Bibles were flagged under the guise of preventing extremism. They can do this stuff. And yet, when it comes to something like this, the only thing they're good at is telling us what we can't do to do something about this. And what Dawn just said there, the guy that bothered me the most, it wasn't a Homeland Security. It was another operative there who said, well, how do we know they're doing something illegal? Or maybe he even said they're not doing anything illegal. This is just madness. And in some ways, this is what the last election was about. This is what a Biden administration, a progressive Democrats, this is what they do with the federal government. They come after you, but as far as defending you, they can find a million reasons. You know what it reminds me of? And we went through this, we got to be friendly with the governor of Arizona at one point. She was not allowed to stop illegal immigration. We were told it was a federal deal, but they didn't want to stop illegal immigration. We go through this all the time. This is the game. And this has gone on to greater measure this last week, but for a couple of weeks at least. What do they have to do before people demand that we actually shoot one of these down and then engage in the safest way possible to try to determine who they are? Do they already know, as Jeff Andrews said? We'll ask him at 2:30. All right, let me go to Barry in Chemung. Seeing these, I love the name Chemung. It's one of my favorite town names. Hey, Barry, good afternoon. Welcome in.
Hey, Dom. Thanks for taking my call here. I agree with your last caller about all the possibilities that we've seen these. And my friends have seen them, and they're calling me. I says, I've seen them. And basically, the strange thing is, why do they have their lights on? If you're, you know, say there it is a rain, why would you keep the lights on these drones if it's secret?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's one question. The other thing is, we could all almost be dead by now.
Well, yeah, based upon the federal government response, if they did want to do that, had the capability, they mentioned the grid there, and they mentioned Bedminster, where Trump is.
Yeah.
They certainly could have done an horrific amount of damage. It underlines the fact that Biden can't even get to January 20th. We need something done there at that level to do something. And what the federal government is good at is being oppressive on something they want. You know, Irv Homer, Barry, departed talk show host, used to say this, and when I was breaking into talk radio, and it's a truism. They don't much care, many governments, if you get murdered. They're not all out. But if you don't pay your taxes, that's their money. That's what they're concerned about. They're going to come after you. And the federal government here is concerned about spying on Americans, but not stopping something like this.
I agree with you, Dom. I have a, you know, my kids had toy drones. You fly your toy drone over the neighbor's yard.
Yep.
The police will be at your door thinking you're a peeping Tom. And you're telling me that they cannot do anything about this? What's NORAD? Isn't NORAD supposed to protect our airspace?
Absolutely.
This is absolutely ridiculous. I'm waiting for one to come over my yard. I mean, I saw them when I was driving down through right. Tabernacle, and we're close to Fort Dix. I got military planes flying over all the time. I can't believe that you can, you know, they're blatantly out there. Everybody's seeing them.
Thank you, Barry. Thanks very much. And look, from this meeting, once again, what's lacking here? Urgency. I mean, Jeff Andrew is told by people in the government that they have a pretty good idea. This is Iran. And if they have a mothership, I would tell you in the Trump administration, they have a mothership doing this. We're going to go after it. We're not going to say, oh, it's international waters. I could see Trump reading this international waters in the Oval Office. You know, he's in there with a bunch of talk show hosts. International waters. You know, there you go. Take that, international waters. My God. 855-83 Iran. That's the most disgusting part of all. China, at least, you're dealing with a major adversary. But that Iran, Jeff Andrew believes pretty certainly could be doing this? Yeah, that's what he just said on Fox. He'll be here at 2:30. And we'll have some context put to that. We'll break it down. All right, don't forget that we're looking today for, and we extended it kind of. Originally, it was a food like SpaghettiOs that are not as bad as people say. And Dan added his, and it's a product, a person, whatever. I have a guy on Twitter, though, Dan, that put Hitler up there. Hey, buddy.
Oh, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, man. I'm taking care of it during the break. I just wanted to tell people. I'm not, and you go, oh, it's a matter. Can't we answer? No, you can't, clown. How many times do we have to go this? Yeah. I'm in a camp that says certain things are still offensive in America, and that's one of them. What kind of clown's putting on my Twitter, Hitler?
You know, get it out.
Did he defend it, or did he just say Hitler?
Hitler just said Hitler.
Yeah, just a troll. Man.
Well, even worse if he defends it. I don't want to hear any defense. Well, aren't we here? Can't we make a defense? No. Get the hell out of here. Go someplace else.
There is one on Twitter I can endorse, though.
And that is?
Ketchup on eggs.
Yes, I'm not a big egg fan, but when I used to, I would put a little ketchup on scrambled eggs. Yeah, not bad.
How do you feel about ketchup on pancakes?
Oh my God. That's disgusting.
I have a friend that does that, and it's an embarrassment to take them to like diners and stuff.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. You know what I would say? Hey, buddy, get out of my diner. What do you mean here? Take those pancakes, put the ketchup on, you pay for them. Now get out of here.
I have a buddy, you bring him to a pizzeria, he asks for ketchup.
You know, the sugar content, need I go into that with ketchup, but come on. It's 855-839-1210.
Someone also says Greg Stalker.
Yeah. I saw that one, aren't you? Well, there is freedom of speech here, but the Hitler, do you not get it? We don't take answers in the Bible. We don't take Hitler as an answer. How many times do we have to do that? And you are suspect if you're putting down Hitler. I wonder, what the hell are you thinking?
Yeah.
You know, it's going to come back to that. Yeah, I'm not ashamed to say, oh, you can't say that. You're a conservative. No, I am a conservative, and I do say that more than almost anybody. All right, great stuff, too. Thanks for getting Dawn Fantasia on right from the meeting. And this is small type, page after page of her notes as this was going on. You imagine when that guy, from what she said in the meeting, said, well, you know, they're not doing anything illegal. And that guy's in our government. What don't you get? You know, they think you're imbued by the power of the federal government. They can just do anything, and we have to go, well, it's a federal government. What are you going to do here? You can't fight City Hall. 855-839-1210. Get in right now on Talk Radio 1210. All right, time to your Dano's show. Welcome in, 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. So we've heard from a couple of politicians who were in the meeting today, and it's stunning, even more so than what's happened, the lack of answers or anything going forward, and Murphy not even there. I guess something is bigger. He's got to be somewhere defending some crazed librarian who, you know, is under fire for giving every kid there a book like Lawn Boy. Amazing. Even for Murphy, though, the lack of anything, any pushback, other than saying they're pretty sophisticated. They turn off their lights when we have eyes on them. What the heck is going on? Now, one other thing I wanted to mention, and we'll take some more calls. Don't forget the side question either. Capitol Police yesterday arrested a man for assaulting Nancy Mace. This guy got into the, I'm not sure if it was the Rayburn building or the other one. You know, he went through security and all that. Then he attacked Nancy Mace. And apparently he's an activist, trans activist, who attacked her because of her stance. We went back to the bathroom thing. And I mentioned at the time stopping the representative from Delaware going into the bathrooms because it's believed it's still a male biologically. Okay. And we talked about the back and forth. This is a winner, though. Going after this now, when you have a guy attack Congresswoman Nancy Mace in this kind of manner, and it's clear that that's what this is about. She sustained some injuries, her shoulder a bit and her wrist, but soldiered on. This is where it's going to end up. This is where we're going to go. It's not going to be easy to defeat these people on this. But I'm convinced every time we have one of these trans incidents, I take a look at the landscape here in Pennsylvania. We had on Dan Muser, congressman yesterday, who I think is going to run against Shapiro. And we talked about this fairness in sports law that Republican women are promoting again in Harrisburg. The bill, it'll come up very early in the year, and it got bipartisan support the last time. The only thing that happened is, though, that Governor Wolf was the governor. He didn't care. He had no aspirations beyond being governor, so he vetoed it. They didn't have enough to overcome the veto. Will Josh Shapiro veto this? I want to see him do it. I want to see the chameleon veto this in Pennsylvania. And if Republicans have any skill at all to tie him to this, we saw what happened in the last election. We saw what happened with Harris. She could renounce everything else. She couldn't renounce this. Shapiro, I think, will veto it. He'll call us cruel, discriminatory, poor trans kids, and everything else. We'll see this time. We'll see if he's dinged up on this one. This is a prime area to smoke him out. And Nancy Mace being assaulted now in this manner is another prime thing to go forward with. All right, 855-839-1210. Let's go to Robert in Bensalem. Hey, Robert, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, Dan, it's good to talk to you guys today.
Robert, before you go forward, excuse me, Dan, any update in the race there with Robert?
Yeah, so as you heard earlier in the show, Gary in Newtown called in. He won his matchup, first round matchup between Gary and Allen, not a male, in Yardley. So Gary now faces off Robert in Bensalem, and there's some news here. I got a picture that Gary in Newtown sent over. It looks like that you and Robert, you and Gary went out to eat at some point and drew up a sign that said you want to endorse Joe Vex. We're not going to let you take yourselves out of the race.
No way.
But I'm not going to do that. All I'm saying is that in my heart, I hope he wins. Whatever the voters decide, fine. But in my heart, I hope he wins. But you're taking away my mojo right now, Dan.
A little reverse psychology.
Yes.
No, we just did that today. We went to breakfast today. We were talking about it over breakfast. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, the scheming, the politics of this.
I don't want to take credit here, but did your friendship develop over the Dom Giordano program?
Absolutely.
That's great.
That's really cool.
And I'm looking forward to making more with other callers because everyone I meet is great. But I needed to go off. They don't know where these UFOs are coming from, but they know that they're not a threat. They don't know where COVID came from, but they know it wasn't from that COVID lab up the street. We don't know why the whales are dying, but we know it's not them big electromagnetic field generating turbines that we put out in their migration path. We don't know where the cocaine come from, but we know it wasn't from the crackhead hunter. These people have no business being in power, Dom. This is, I mean, come on. This is a clown show, man. The balloon that flew over the whole country. Well, we don't know what it is, but we know it's not a threat. I'm getting sick of this, man. And I have to blame the shrinking media and the knuckleheads that vote for these people. I mean, my goodness. And look at the last election. As bad as Kamala was, she still got, what, 73, 74 million votes? That's sad, Dom.
Yeah, and that's I'm well hoping- put. And Robert, you know, if it were China, bad enough, right? But Iran, yeah. Jeff Andrews says, if it's Iran and we sit here and allow them to terrorize people in this manner?
This would never go on under a real president.
Exactly.
We would have known that balloon wouldn't have made it past Washington. You know what I mean? If we had a real president. But I'm going to calm down and I'm going to go to my side question. And I'm sorry, I'm surprised this wasn't off the board, but I'm going to go with spinach. It was the most universally hated food when I was a kid.
Yep.
My dad told me it would put hair on my chest, which wasn't true. And it seemed like it felt like a big phlegm ball going down. But as I got older, you cook it properly, you saute it, you steam it, a little butter and salt. It's really good. So I'm going to go with spinach for my answer.
That is a great one. I agree. Brussels sprouts, spinach. Yes, I'm on board with
those. There's been a PR campaign on the level of avocados that spinach has the past couple of years with all these green drinks. It's really turned around to become.
I love that.
Someone appreciated spinach.
Yeah, it is a great drink. By the way, someone else, it's not Hitler-esque, out of bounds on my Twitter, saying, Ben Affleck. Why do you guys not like Ben Affleck? He's an Oscar-winning director. He's a great actor. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's not good.
No, he's not. And just his daily life, what we see him with J-Lo and the whole thing, that doesn't look so good either.
His life's a soap opera. His aura is just loser, to be frank. I mean, he just doesn't give off good vibes.
Well, a little story. Former program director. Not anybody. It's back a little bit. We go out, Ro and I, and his wife and him, to a movie and dinner. So the movie is Argo. I think he had too much Coke. He had the giant Coke thing. Couldn't get to the bathroom. He started yelling at Ben Affleck on the screen. It was a mainline place, too.
Oh, man.
And I'm thinking, oh, man.
Too much Coca-Cola.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay, Coca-Cola. Yeah, but, I mean, I said it was a giant. I mean, it was a 64-ounce or, you know, that's just a small rant. But when Ro always says, can I have a small? And the small is bigger than anything we've ever seen. They don't recognize sizing at all. What's a gargantuan? How many ounces is that?
80.
Oh, my goodness.
At least.
Yeah. Oh, God. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., get on that, buddy.
So back to Robert Mitzalem's call. Call of the Year contest is currently going on at Dom Show 1210. Go place your votes now. The current matchup we have is still a first-round matchup. It's the final one of our first round.
How's it going?
Bruce in the Northeast with his raspy voice taking on Drew in Upper Darby, the king of trivia. Bruce in the Northeast, Dom, 55.6% beating out Drew.
Wow, that's pretty close.
Got a tight one.
Hey, did everybody just hang up there? Or was some gremlin? Are the Iranians here?
We have an Iranian.
Yeah, we've been having phone troubles. Yeah, if you're on the line, if you want to call in, please just bear with
me. Yeah, and if you have an Iranian accent, I want to talk with you. 855.
It's the drones, Dom. It's the drones.
855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push pound 1210. Well, Christmas, New Year's. The days are counting down. We're busy as ever. Need help? Party and meal planning? Only one place to go, Captain Chuckie's. They have everything you need for your holiday table, or you're heading to a gathering, you're going somewhere, bring Captain Chuckie's. That's right. We all know Captain Chuckie's, known for their fantastic crab cakes, wild-caught golf shrimp, and soups. But they're also teaming up with some well-known family-owned businesses to offer some great products. Captain Chuckie's and Marciano's Bakery of Philly, they have now launched their newest invention, the Bang Bang Crab Cake and Cheese Specialty Bread. Available exclusively at most Captain Chuckie's locations. Captain Chuckie's also has a Taste of Philly section in most stores that carry all these great family-owned items. Stock's Pound Cakes, Marciano's Specialty Breads, Pierogies from the Pierogi Kitchen of Roxborough, Chef Matt's Key Lime Pies, Derby's Philly Famous Clams Casino, and also Vera Pasta Company of Westchester. They produce Captain Chuckie's own line of pasta, including three different raviolis. They have the lobster, the banyan crab, and finally their shrimp scampi ravioli. They have their own jarred blush sauce. So just check out their website and local Captain Chuckies. And don't forget, though, get those Dom rolls at any Captain Chuckies. You will love it over this holiday season. All this great stuff. Go to one location, welovecrabcakes.com. Welovecrabcakes.com. Headed to the shore. Visit Captain Chuckies at the shore.com. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. You got the side question today. Something, it's SpaghettiOs Day, essentially, noodle rings. Something that is not as bad as people say it is. Could be a food, a product, a person, a thing, something like that. That's what we're looking for. We had some great ones. Also, you've heard, and you're going to hear Jeff Van Drew at 2:30 today. He made a lot of news claiming that it's, I wouldn't say certain, but that it's leaning toward Iran's mothership off the coast, firing those drones over New Jersey. And you heard from people that were inside the meeting with New Jersey representatives telling us they were stonewalled with no information coming from the federal government. A couple of quick things. One, I forgot to mention it, and I do it every year. We're so caught up in some of the drama of some of these other things that Monday was a significant day, December 9th, the anniversary of the murder of Daniel Faulkner, 1981. I remember one of the first things when I was finally in talk radio. By that point, we did a service at the cathedral. Nun set it up, giving testimony, essentially, to remember him and to talk about what Mumia Abu-Jamal deserved. Hard to believe, isn't it? 43 years of this. The other thing is inflation rate, November, 2.7%, the rate up from 2.6, indicating, again, we still have difficulties with this. Now, you know, Trump's going to come firing in on that. He gets it, that's what Americans want. It's both the rate, but it's kind of unbaking what's been baked in there as far as high prices. And I think he's going to succeed. You're going to see a difference at the grocery store, say, within the first 6 months to a year. And if that happens, it will make a big difference. But something happened yesterday. We had Bill O'Reilly on, and O'Reilly, in the middle of it, told me that he had just spoken with Trump, and he had spoken with Trump a lot recently. And Trump's wish with O'Reilly was asking him, how do I become, in the second term, the greatest president in history, or at least a great president? Now, that is the upside of Trump. That's exactly the way he thinks. We're talking up there with Lincoln, Washington, I would say Reagan. How do I become that? You know, piecing it out, going back and forth. What do I have to accomplish? Now, O'Reilly admitted he's emotional. Sometimes he gets sidetracked. But this is the guy that we're dealing with. This is the upside. And if he stays on that upside, and we're going down this path, then these next 4 years truly are going to be remarkable. So that would mean they're not about retribute. They're about a golden age that he talks about. And that means several things have to be done to get the country back in order. This is a perfect example. Who's in charge here? What government people are making this decision to tell New Jersey, you can't do anything. We're not going to do anything ourselves. We'll determine everything here. When we have a bunch of drones, maybe hundreds of them, flying over, terrorizing people, flying over power plants, the grid, flying over sensitive areas like Bedminster, where Trump is at times, and gathering all this information and doing God knows what else. The just lack of urgency here is incredible. This ought to be all hands on deck. This ought to be the federal government out there reassuring people and moving on this and doing something about it. And if we don't have the ability to deal with this, what does that say about the last 4 years? Particularly if it's Iran. I will tell you this. If this continues to the Trump time, that first day, and it is Iran, and there is a mothership with drones and the drones are the drones that are over Jersey, Trump's going to take it out. You know that. I know that. And I would support that. And what are they going to do about it? Declare war on us? Do they really want that? Is that what Iran would want? They saw what Soleimani got. That's what they're going to get if that's what the source is here. That's exactly what's going to happen. All right, phone lines. Get in on the side question two, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push pound 1210. Tomorrow, thank God, I'm getting out of Dodge on my normal time tomorrow. There is around 5:30, avoid it, a caravan, apparently a big one, they're saying, that's going to go through Center City in the area where the Sixers would put this dreaded arena that's completely unnecessary in order to simulate and let people see what gridlock is all about. Now, I can't condone this because I don't condone anything that's going to take the average person and make them hostage to a situation. We'll have people tomorrow trying to get home to their kids, to whatever. You don't have to make an excuse. You just want to be able to drive your vehicle. Now, if there's an accident or some catastrophe and you get stuck, that's one thing. But organizing something that's going to create misery, as much as I agree with their sentiment, I'm not on board with that. So the Philadelphia Inquirer today says, a big feature article, you know where we ought to put the Sixers arena? Broad and Lehigh. And the guy who writes this, I would challenge this guy. Are you insane? We're going to get off the subway and be walking over little bridges and all at Broad and Lehigh. Kevlar vests will be given out. Well, what about my head, you know, where the bullet shot's there? Can you imagine the Sixers arena? That's it, kiddies. We're at Broad and Lehigh. Ho, ho, ho. Ignore everything that's going around. Broad and Lehigh. This is what they come up with. And you know why? Because they're in their ivory tower. They're insulated. They're in the suburbs, or they're in Rittenhouse Square. They're in Chestnut Hill. They're not living at Broad and Lehigh. They wouldn't know about Broad and Lehigh. Oh, it's being redeveloped. Yeah, in Dom's mind, look at the map right here. Broad and Lehigh. Danger, Will Robinson, danger. Broad and Lehigh. It ought to be down in South Philly. That's the place. It's the most convenient. It's worked out along those lines. The Sixers are out of control. And everybody knows it. Am I convinced, though, they're still going to go? Yeah, they don't care tomorrow what the gridlock is or what happens. The unions, the black clergy, they want this. They don't care about the Chinese. They don't care about any of this. I still predict they're going to do it. They're trying to make the Sixers pay $100 million to somebody for all the damage this will cause. The people that are damaged are not going to get that. So, no, I don't support creating gridlock. I just don't. It's not fair to people trying to get around that tomorrow. So if you can, avoid the area. I guess they're doing it around Market Street, like 9th and Market, 10th and Market, God knows, and through Chinatown or something like that. It will be gridlock. And if the Sixers get their wish and have it there, there will be gridlock at games. And people that have had a heart attack, they're rushing to Jefferson or whatever, they may die. But that's okay. This is what they want to do. Broad and Lehigh, though. Yes, they just never fail.
I just want the Flyers' vision, Dan Hilferty. I want his vision of the South Philadelphia sports complex to fruition.
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he knows what he's doing. Right. And the Sixers, if they go through with this, they'll have egg on their face if that plan also comes to fruition as well, because they're going to miss out on a lot.
Right, and depending on SEPTA, SEPTA is going to be so much different then. It's going to be like the Jetsons. Can you see SEPTA, whatever, 7 or 8 years from now? All right, here are the phone lines to get in. Get in right now. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. He's always a big guest, but at 2:30, Jeff Van Drew is here, and I'm sure I'll have a lot of reaction to what he said on Fox today about Iran being behind what's going on in Jersey. We'll have a chance to put some context around that and to take a look at it. I just saw on Fox something like, we still have Iranian funds that we can freeze. Take every dollar away from them, every shekel, every ruble, whatever it is. Freeze everything. Take the whole thing away. It's if it is Iran, it's time to get serious in dealing with them. All right, let's talk about FanDuel. Make your first NBA bet a swish with FanDuel. in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel has all your favorite bets, from who will win a game to how many points a player will score. Plus, check out newer bets, like the number of dunks, assists, or three-pointers in the next 3 minutes. It doesn't matter if you tap into FanDuel before the game starts or after it's already tipped off. You can pick up a W whenever you do. And now's the perfect time to get in on all the action, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bet if your first bet wins. Just visit FanDuel.com/Dom for your chance to score $150 in bonus bets. Have a ball betting with FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA. And the NBA. And FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 1210 WPHT. You have to be 21 plus, present in Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. Marcus Aurelius saying, yeah, I'll enter the Schuylkill Expressway today of something that's not as bad as people.
Oh my God. Get out of here.
It is as bad. It's now, it's not New York.
It's horrible.
That's true. You know, I feel much better about Philadelphia traffic than New York. And he said Boston apparently is really horrible too. But the expressway, it was built originally for 49,000 cars a day.
How can Boston dig on their entire city, get a highway going over there, yet we can't make a double decker out of the Schuylkill?
That's right. Arlen Specter's double decker. We would name it in his favor. And our buddy Scott Presler on Twitter saying we're only 965 registrations away from flipping Center County, which is Penn State, where Penn State is. He seems to be driven to get this done even before the new year, which I don't know if that's possible, but he's on to it again. All right, let's go to the Earl of Tacony here on Talk Radio 1210. All right, let's not go to the Earl of Tacony.
Yeah, too many difficulties today,
okay.
That's all.
855-839-1210. You have a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. Just push #1210. As I said, that Jeff Van Drew will be here. And we have Dom's Money Melody coming up, I believe. Boy, it's such a busy news day. At some point, though, I'm going to play this, and you'll see it on YouTube. It is quite riveting to me. Brett Favre, who is at best somebody with a lot of challenges, got into it a bit with Mark Gastineau, who I thought may have had some overkill from football that might have some dementia or something.
He doesn't look great.
Yeah, he doesn't look great. But listen to a little bit of the sound, and we have the video of this too, right? Yeah, you can see that on our YouTube.
Yeah, youtube.com/@1210WPHT there.
And here's the thing. Look, I know you're supposed to say, if you're a talk show, something, oh, you shouldn't carry grudges. Now, what happened here is Brett Favre cheated, slid into Michael Strahan, who I'm not a fan of, and gave him the all-time sack record. That's exactly what happened. And Gastineau was the guy who had the record. Listen to this exchange.
There, I didn't know what had happened. The NFL should have stopped that.
Exactly.
And said, listen, no. That's not a sack. He took my record away from me. Anybody will tell you Brett Favre took a dive. And you know it. She knows it. He knows it. And everybody knows it.
Excuse me. Finally met. Now you tell
me. I thought we met a long time ago. At least I saw you.
Right.
How you doing?
When you fell down for him. I'm going to get my sack back. I'm going to get my sack back, dude.
You probably would hurt me.
Well, I don't care. You hurt me. You hurt me. You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
You really hurt me. You hurt me, Brett.
We got to get back to this, Brett. I'm sorry.
For him to do that to Brett Favre, that was my last straw. My last straw.
All right, so I side with Gastineau in this, absolutely. No, Henry, you don't?
No, I mean, the way he went about it, and earlier in that clip, too, they talked to some of his teammates and just how he's a completely completely selfish guy, and this is all for himself. And I get it. It is a record that maybe should still be standing, but right. you can't.
Well, I'm just tired of like people breaking records, cheating to do it. Bonds, Hank Aaron's, and everybody sits by and says, "Well, there's nothing you could." This was cheating.
Did he cheat? I mean,
yeah, he slid right into him intentionally.
I understand. I saw the play, but they didn't coordinate that before game. Like, hey, I'm going to take a dive for you.
Well, so Brett Favre had it in his head; he was doing it. That's the only thing that matters. I mean, you know, I just can't believe that Favre got away. I would have suspended him for a year.
A year?
You can't cheat. Yeah. You just cannot fool around with stuff that is so big time, so important to football and the records and baseball. They're important to people.
I get that. But you can't suspend him for a year because he could argue that, like, oh, I messed up the play. I went the wrong way. You know, it was play action. I should have handed it off to the left, not the right. Like,
I think if you were around then, I think you would have made a judgment saying no, it was clear.
I completely agree that he did take a dive, but I don't think you can prove that and then suspend him afterwards for it.
Okay. I think I differ. All right. Just a little sidebar here. Big 2 o'clock hour. We have Dom's Money Melody coming up, and we'll take your calls. And also, Jeff Andrew. Here at 2:30, he broke news earlier today on Fox saying that it's Iranian. He was told by high place sources that's the source of the drones here. Okay, you get him right now. Big 2 o'clock hour on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.